are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
Well, people in your neighborhood on this Wednesday morning, brought to you by the folks at Vista Care, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam, and something a little different this morning. As mentioned through the morning, Jody and I headed over to the Stanley County Fairgrounds yesterday, chatted with some of the contestants and those folks that are running the South Dakota High School Finals Rodeo. I caught up with Marty Phillips, so we'll hear from him, that interview that I had, and also Jody talking with our roving reporter on the scene and contestant Lydia Hill on People in Your Neighborhood this morning. Big Daddy Dame checking in once again from the Stanley County Fairgrounds. It is the 72nd annual 2021 edition of the South Dakota High School Finals Rodeo, and we've got lots of kids here in the area to compete. They worked hard, and now they're getting a chance to show off and try to move on. Joining me right now, the one, the only, Marty Phillips. How you doing, Marty?
I'm doing good, Dave. How about you? You enjoying this beautiful, lovely, warm weather in Fort Pierre?
It is pretty nice. Yeah. I mean, which is good for the rodeo, because you want to have some good weather. You don't want it too hot, but you want it to be nice.
Absolutely. You know, we got a little breeze out there. It's nice. You know, it's summertime too, so.
It is. We got to remember that.
That's right.
Boy, you've got a lot of kids competing.
Yeah. You know, I believe Ann told me this morning we're like 318 or 320. I mean, we got a lot of kids coming.
You've got so many different events going on. I mean, you've got the events they're taking part in. You've got some that are honoring folks as well. Tell us about those performances.
Thursday, we have our military appreciation. And in fact, we just got word today that Governor Kristi Noem is going to show up for that one. So we're really excited to.
That's fantastic.
Yes. We're really excited about that one. We have an honoree night. I'll have to find my sheet on which one that is, but we have our people that we've honored through all the years. We have nominations come in, and we choose people to receive these awards, because these guys come in and they'll help out these kids year in and year out, whether it's at a rodeo or wherever. So, I mean, they're just good people that we want to show some appreciation to.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for, you know, being one of those that are helping organize this and bringing it here to Fort Pierre. We enjoy it. I know there's a lot of rodeo fans here, and we just encourage the community to come on out, support the kids, and just have some fun.
Absolutely. Just come on out and just wander around and, yeah, just check it out. Like I said, we're trying to make this a big deal. I mean, it already is a big deal. We're just trying to make it bigger and just give everybody something to look forward to. And we welcome anybody and everybody to come out and hang out for an afternoon or a night performance, or just wander around and come see the kids.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for joining us, Marty.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys for showing up and taking time to show these kids some appreciation, too.
Yeah, it is our pleasure. There's Marty Phillips. He's one of the folks making sure things run smoothly and all the kids get in here and have some fun at the South Dakota High School Finals Rodeo. Come on out to Stanley County Fairgrounds in Fort Pierre. You won't be sorry. You'll have yourself a blast.
The South Dakota High School Finals Rodeo underway at the Stanley County Fairgrounds in Fort Pierre. I'm Jody Hamstro with DRG Media Group. Be sure to check out our website, drgnews.com. We have a link to the high school rodeo results, and check on that throughout the day. They're going to update information as events go and they get official tallies and scores and the like. Our coverage from the rodeo is brought to you in part by Rube's Welding, by Floyd Kubota in Fort Pierre, Ray's Western Wear, Oklahoma, Wegner Auto, and the Casey Tibbs South Dakota Rodeo Center Museum and Conference Center. And I'm visiting with a very special participant here at the rodeo, Miss Lydia Hill from Oneida. And Lydia is going to be our roving reporter throughout the rodeo as well. So we're looking forward to hearing from her. But first, about you. Tell me, what events are you competing in, and what are your horses' names?
I will be competing in the Queen Contest, which will take place tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., starting with horsemanship. My horse's name is Dolly, because like Dolly Parton, she's a little sassafras. She's a little gray mare, and we just have a great bond, a lot of mutual respect for each other.
Talk about high school rodeo. Why do you like it? Why do you want to be the queen and represent and be an ambassador for this sport in this state?
Ever since I was about 4 years old, my grandfather was being inducted into the Casey Tibbs Memorial Center, and Tara Trask was the 2008 reigning Miss Rodeo South Dakota, and to this day, I can't believe she took the time to talk to me as a four-year-old, and ever since then, I've wanted to be a rodeo queen. I love what rodeo stands for. It's my entire familyhood, livelihood, and I just love what it does for these kids. It gives great opportunities. You meet a lot of people.
Excellent. And you want to go into communications, so thus the connection with DRG and getting to go out and chat with some of your peers throughout the event, too. We're looking forward to it.
Yep, thank you so much.
Again, here at the finals, so stay tuned here, too, with the DRG Radio Group stations, and we'll give you updates, reports. We'll hear from contestants and organizers. You know, we might even hear some horses and cows and dogs and things in the background. Action, action-packed days and days with events and activities happening here at the Stanley County Fairgrounds through Saturday. For DRG Media Group, I'm Jody Heemstra.
Well, thank you, Jody, and thank you to all the contestants who were willing to talk to us, and you'll hear more of those throughout the day right here on KGFX. And, of course, as Jody said, on our website, right there on the front page, you'll see the sliding picture for the South Dakota High School Finals Rodeo. That's where you're going to get the results. We'll keep you up to date as well, so a real easy way to do that. And you can check it out as well through the DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. If you haven't got that, download that and get that on your phone or your tablet. So there's a special edition of People in Your Neighborhood this morning, brought to you by VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam.